Hey, this is Nelson Rhodes coming to you again for Proverbs for the weekend. We're on Proverbs 8 here, verse 30. He says, "Then I was beside him as a master, this workman, and I was daily his delight." But it says here, rejoicing always before him. It says, rejoicing in the world, his. And it says, his earth, and having my delight and the sons of man. And as shown here in verse 32, "Now, therefore, O sons, listen to me, for blessed are they who keep my ways, heed instructions, and to be wise." And it says, "Do not neglect them." So this is the Lord's warning for all of us. It says, "Listen to me, listen to me, listen to me." He wants us to have our ears opened so we can be filled with his goodness, but to obey every word he speaks and not miss a thing. There's going to be times, even more coming up, while you may be in bed. You could be driving. He's going to speak some clear words to you for what's coming. And he's going to be opening up a whole new path. And you're going to see before this is springtime. So he's bringing growth in even more to all of us. He's allowing the Holy Spirit to come in. He's dumping all his goodness on us for us to bring growth. But to cultivate the ground, we have to clear it first of the things that you cannot be in with the trueness of God. So he's going to speak to us again. There's some things we need to get rid of and something we need to be working on to have this harvest that's coming. See, we always like to see in the beginning, you scratch the ground. You clean it up. You put nutrients in the ground. What is that? It's a seed, and it's the word of God. And this is what when we read his word, it's bringing in a goodness in us for us to grow. And this is what he wants. It says, "Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at my doorpost." And verse 35, for he who finds me finds life, obtains favor with the Lord. But he who sins against me injures himself, and all those who hate me, they love death. And this is the thing when we don't clean out. The weeds, prickles, all these things try to entwine in the garden. And that's our hearts and our minds try to come in, attach, and try to ruin the harvest. And these are the things we must be prepared for to clean out and to remove so we can be what we need to be with God himself. A beautiful garden in him. But the harvest, he wants it to grow more and more and more in us. Because when he brings in the rain, he's going to water us down. But when he said he's going to be pouring out that new wine right now, you're going to feel it. And you're going to know it's him. A new cleansing. It's a new time of season. There's going to be no drought. This is what the Lord's saying. for those who diligently seek me and knock, he says, I am here. But do not run for me. Do not run for me. Be careful who you hang with. Be careful what you're listening to. Because he says, my daughters and sons, they act like me, not of the world. Sweep your house clean. For what's coming, a lot of people are not going to see because they have not seeked me enough. I have great things for my children. But what I've seen lately is churches not listening to my word, but going out of the way and pursuing the worldly ideas of it's fear-based. Is what kind of harvest can you get from that? He says, not my harvest. He says, my harvest brings righteousness, says the Lord. Brings cleansingness, hope, joy, all the fruits, all the spiritual gifts, growing, growing, and growing. He says, I bring in the supplies. I bring in the things that you need to grow. But you must do your part, says the Lord, to grow with me. You must.